over in the book of Acts to another time this happened, recorded here in the book of Acts. Let's see, I got so many scriptures here. 16th chapter. Acts 16. They're in jail. For preaching the gospel. You remember that? And they beat them. They put them in the stocks. There are, you know, the stocks, your head's in this contraption, your hands, your feet, you're immovable, you can't move. And they beat them so their backs are lacerated. And instead of moaning and crying and saying, "Why me?" the Bible said they prayed and they sang praises to God, and the other prisoners heard them. So it wasn't this little mousy. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Oh, my back hurts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, they lifted their voices and the praises of these men of God reverberated through the halls and cells of that dark place of death. Did it happen just this way? And verse 25, chapter 16, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Now, a lot of people pray, but it's a mournful prayer of unbelief. And they never get to the singing part. If you don't get to the singing part, you don't get to the faith part. You don't get to the victory part. If you prayed in faith, even if you start out heavy or with concern or with this, if you pray in faith, you get through it and you believe God heard you and you get a note of victory and you begin to sing and you begin to praise God. If you don't get there, you're not where you need to be. At midnight, it's late. They're tired. Backs are bleeding. Hurting. Uncomfortable. We're not talking about a hard bed. We're talking about your neck is stuck in this wooden contraption and you can't move and you can't lay down and you can't get any rest. What do you do at the midnight hour? What do you do when everything is wrong? When you can't get comfortable, you can't get any relief. You can't go, "Come on, somebody help me with this." You can't get any rest.
Right.
You can't quit hurting.
No.
Come on, are you with me? It stinks in here. It's dark. It's a bad place. And they're not planning on doing nice things to you tomorrow. What do you do? Help me out. What do you do? Pray and sing. Sing. Well, I'm not a singer, Brother Keith. Sing. Everybody can sing. Everybody can sing. Sing. Lift your voice in spite of your tears, in spite of your pain, in spite of your discomfort. Believe God heard your prayer. Believe God's faithful. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never let you down. And start saying, "Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Thank you, Lord, you've always been with me. Thank you, Lord, you deliver me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even in the midnight hour, you're here by your Spirit. You're here in power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Oh, come on, come on. Silas said, "That's right. That's right. That's right." Say it again, Brother Paul. "That's right. God's been good to us. God's seen us through worse than this. God has always, always, always met our needs and healed our body and fed us and and clothed us, and He's not going to leave us now. And it was quiet all through there because these thieves and these rapists and these murderers and all these people on death row, and everybody can hear it. Because these guys are not ashamed of the gospel and of their God. And while they're singing, things start shaking and rattling, and Paul and Silas go, "That ain't us, that ain't us." Well, come on, read it. Suddenly. There it is again. Suddenly. Suddenly, there was a great seismos. Quaking. Hallelujah.